I want you to help me out and tell me what you're supposed to do in this situation. If you are at a park and there's people smoking, like either cigarettes or weed, ooh, around a bunch of kids, do you say something in that situation? 855-444-6342. Because it's like the second time this has happened to me, and I don't know what you're supposed to do. 855-444-MEGA if you speak up, if you see someone smoking or smoking a cigarette, smoking weed around, ooh, a bunch of kids. Mm. So I was at a park, and this was in the parking lot. So factor that in a little bit. And it was the car right next to my van, right next to me. And we had just gotten done with the splash pad, which means I got to change all the kids at the car, get the new outfits on. I got three kids, a lot of changing to do, a lot of work to do. So I'm going to be at the car for a little bit longer. And the people next to me in the parking lot are smoking weed. So much so that it smells so strong. And they're doing it like right there, right next to us. And they didn't stop. And I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything or not. I didn't. If you're wondering what I ended up doing, I did not. I just tried to manage the situation myself because I don't really care if I look cool or not, but I also don't know what the rules are. Like, I don't know. Like, it's legal now, but like, is that it's terribly appropriate person, appropriate time to do that? I'm not their parents, but it's also like a park where kids are. Yeah. I don't know if you're allowed to do that with a park where kids are. I don't know what the rules are.
It makes it really confusing that it's in the parking lot. Like, if there's somebody like, you know, ripping a bong on the seesaw, that is like, you know, I feel like you could say something then. But when they're in the parking lot, that's hard because that's like the OG smoking spot. Like when you're in high school, anybody else? No?
No.
No.
Honestly, that's another factor for me too, is I don't smoke weed. I've never smoked weed, so I don't have an OG smoking part in the high school like you were talking about. So like, I don't know what's like. It'd be one thing, as a fellow weed smoker, I know this is not cool. I don't know what weed smokers do. Like, I don't know if that's, like, what all other weed, like, for me, all I could think of, this is the dumbest thing ever. Like, why? You can't find any other place to do it, but I don't know. Is that true? Like, for me, I just kept thinking, like, this is so crazy. There's, no, like, it's legal now. Go anywhere else. They weren't with kids. They were just sitting in the parking lot. Like, what are you doing? That's what I kept thinking.
Personally, I would not say anything, but I would get all of my kids to start coughing.
make them
feel so bad that maybe they'll move.
They probably have to see us.
That's
like everybody acts three. Sick. Yeah. Secondhand smoke.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of the thing.
People smoke at parks all the time too, and like around kids. And I'm like, should you say like, yo, can you do it anywhere else? But then I don't want to look like a Karen. But also at the same time, like I feel like that's more Karen like. Like that's more like. It's worse, right?
I think maybe it's in your ask or how you ask, because it's pretty much like this. It's like, hey, guys, I don't mind if you do this, but can I just get my kids ready before you light up again?
Or I'm cool. Do it afterwards. I'm totally cool, guys.
Yeah, I don't know.
Especially from a guy who's never smoked weed. Like, hit the J later, bro.
I think it matters where the territory is. The parking lot, you can
it's fair game.
You can move to a different spot that the weed smokers aren't at. But like if you're at a playground, that is like a kid's sanctuary. That is not an appropriate place to smoke anything, drink anything, do anything like that. That is not an appropriate place. I'm just curious as to what anybody would say.
Like, no.
Hey, can you light up over there? I have kids, or you're an animal, or like, what do you say?
Let's find out if any other parents have seen this happen, and then what did you do in that situation? Because I feel like it does happen. I've seen this happen a few times. 855-444-MEGA. What would you do in that situation? 855-444-6342. Want to take your calls on this, if I did the right thing or not. Smoking pot, that's what I witnessed. Sitting at the parking lot this weekend at a park, there's two people smoking weed. I don't know if they're like parents that like had their kids playing in the playground and like went back and went to go smoke, or people just pulled up. Like the parking lot was so busy. The park was so busy. It was like a splash pad park. The weather was nice. And I was changing my kids in the car right next to me. They're smoking. And I'm like, am I supposed to say something like, guys, can you stop smoking until I leave? Does that make me a loser? Does that make me protective of my kids? If I don't say anything, am I not protecting my kids? I was like wrestling with how to juggle the situation. And I'm curious if other parents speak up in this situation. 855 844-MEGA. Ashley, do you speak up if you notice someone smoking around your kids at like at parks or doing something like this that I witnessed?
Yes, I speak up. So my daughter was extremely premature, and she cannot, her lungs cannot tolerate smoke. So I always say something, and I lead with that. I just say, hey, I'm so sorry. I don't mind your choices, but can you not do it around my daughter? She can't handle it. She is a preemie. And usually most people, even if they're grumpy, they get it. I even at the Cardinals game once ran up to a person and said, hey, can you let us pass you so my daughter doesn't inhale your smoke?
And how was the response? Wow. I was afraid they were going to tell me, like, get out of here, bro. You're a loser. And then, like, beat me up or something. I don't know. I was nervous.
They kind of just stopped and looked at me, and my husband was behind me carrying her. And I said, can you just let us pass you? She can't tolerate your smoke. We can't breathe it in. And they kind of just paused. And I think they were more stunned, and we just went in front of them before we even got a response.
Right,
but they didn't say anything. And I think we got past them before they could even think to say anything. But they were parents themselves, and they had older children with them. They were probably teenagers. So I think they understood and were just like, well, they didn't know what to do.
Thank you so much
for
sharing.
Thank you for speaking up.
Parents is so much doing whatever you need to do for your kids and not caring what anyone else thinks.
And it's
you
about
know?
Confusing other parents. Yes. That's what it's about.
Kat, you're a pot smoker. How would you respond if someone came up to you and was like, hey, stop smoking pot around my kids? What would your reaction be?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't be doing it. I have enough respect that I wouldn't do that. And if I were, first of all, there's so many more places than just the friggin' park. And I know.
Kat's like, trust me, I know. Yeah, I get this.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, go home and smoke it. We used to ride around and smoke. So I'm not virgin, but anyway.
Okay. So super disrespectful, okay.
Say something, of course, or tell them to roll up their damn windows.
I'm just gonna tell Kat. I'm gonna bring Kat with me everywhere I go.
Yeah,
like here, Kat will show you the good weed and a good place to do it. Leave me alone.
Okay? Not around the children.
That's the way.
Shan, you work at Park Services.
Oh boy,
do they have a right to be doing this now that it's legal? That was one of the things I kept thinking to myself. Like it is in like. Legal now, can they be smoking in a parking lot? Is that cool? What are the rules? What is the law?
So we run into it all the time. It's not legal to be in the park doing it. You're supposed to be kind of at your own home. So unfortunately we see it all the time. It's all around the aquatic facilities, the parks. It's a tough situation, but unless you can find the person doing it, it's hard to enforce that. So you kind of have to know who it is and where they're at. And
so since you work in park services, are people cool when you tell them no?
I think they understand. Some do, some don't. It's situational for sure, but
yeah, I just don't scream thank you so much for the call. I don't scream like a guy they're gonna listen to.
Yeah, you don't, scream enforcer. Actually, our security guard Tammy texted in. And she said that there's no smoking allowed in county parks, no weed or cigarettes per ordinance in state law.
See, I should have just went up to him and be like, guys, can you not smoke? I'll get Tammy. And they would
have
known.
That's all you need to say.
They would have stopped immediately. They know who Tammy is. That's the real enforcer.